Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Flag Day, June 14th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Ah, got all the in. Todd Smallenberg's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir, to you.
Yeah, we had a great event last night in Charlevoix. The Charlevoix County Republican dinner was great. We had, believe it or not, Todd, we actually had a Mr. Rogers sighting here in northern Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we're excited. We had a great event, raised some money. And got to tell you, these county parties is really where it's at. You know, I was talking with Oscar Barden, and she said she thinks they may have reached the highest fundraising event last night ever that they've raised in Charlevoix. We're still waiting to add up all the, you know, income and the expenses and figure it out. But these local county parties are rocking it. Presqu'ile's doing it. Sheboygan did it. We've got other ones coming, things happening this year. What's your experience as you go around the district there in the 106, Todd? You attend a lot of these events. What's your overall feelings about what's happening at the county level?
I think at the county level, people are realizing that's where they got to focus at. And so everyone's trying to focus that county level because they understand the long term is the more we affect the local level and the counties, it's going to affect the district and then it's going to go all the way up to the state. So we the only way we fix this is start at the bottom up.
Absolutely. And one thing that was really interesting last night, the local candidates, county, have been endorsed. They are going to help them do the mailers for the absentee voter ballots. They're going to help them with signs this week. They're knocking doors. They're out there doing it because, Todd, basically the absentee ballots, they start going out a week from tomorrow.
That's absolutely correct. And that's what we got to do is get out there because, you know, people are, I'm hearing from people. They're going to use the ballots. They're going to go on vacation. They're going to start doing exactly what the left is doing. We got to resort to what is allowed and what they're doing is what we've got to do, and we got to do it better.
Well, one of the things that is huge are the mailing out of these. I know you've been talking with Right Strategies and others about doing the program as well. What are you looking at specifically for your race for the 106th State House? How much money do you need to raise to be able to do that program?
For that program, I got to raise about another $5,000 here in the next week. So for the Right Strategies to be able to be effective on the ballots. So that's what I need. But for overall, the next 5 weeks, I'm trying to get about another $10,000 to $12,000. It's been really good this last month. Appreciate all your help and you pushing for that. So just got to keep the donations coming because you see he's got the money. He's pushing out the mailers and the texts, and he's lying in every single mailer saying he's an ardent Second Amendment supporter. He's against illegal immigration. You know, he's against the Chinese. And yet, if you go and look at the voting record, it's exactly the opposite. What Cam Kevitt says and what he does is two different things.
Well, you know, I saw the Second Amendment one, what you're referring to, and I'm like, wait a minute, Cam. You were absent the day the vote was taken on the red flag laws and the safe storage laws and all the unconstitutional things they did to us. You weren't even in the damn building when they took the vote.
Nope. And that's what I'm saying. If you're so ardent, then you should have been there. If you had COVID, like you say, you could have voted from the gallery like the Democrat did. That was very passionate about her vote. And yet he chose not to vote from the gallery. And then he was in his office the next day. Social media proves it. And, so you're not that ardent of a Second Amendment supporter. I really believe he's like his buddy Matt Hall, who voted for those. He just knew if he voted for him, it would be a kiss of death up here.
Yeah. So let's come down with COVID and not show up.
Yep. And then the immigration. Last month when Alcona voted to endorse me, and Carrie Mullins is the only one that didn't, and she's a big Cam supporter, and that's fine. I mean, not everyone's going to vote for me. But sure. She read a text from him when they were asking specifically about the 10,000 housing units up here being pushed by Alpena Commerce of Chambers. They asked, and that was written that he didn't even know about the 10,000 housing units. He doesn't even know what's going on in his own backyard because he's so focused on the lobbyists and the special interest groups. And that's sad.
Well, not only is it sad, but to use it as a political mailing, I mean, I don't know if that is some PAC or special interest groups that sent that out on his behalf, but it is. When I had like 17 people this morning text me that. They took a picture of it and sent it to me, and I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? That's not the case at all.
Well, it's funny because I got a letter in, I got an email yesterday from the Chamber of Commerce, and they told me that they've chose the other candidate to support. And that speaks volumes right there because they're the ones that are pushing for these housing units for illegal aliens to be brought up into Northeast Michigan. And our own legislator doesn't even know about it, but then he gets endorsed by the chamber. So, I'm not dumb. I can, 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other thing I think that's going to be interesting is the incumbents as well as candidates have all been invited to the radio station's debate that you're going to be attending there on Thursday, July 11th, the Ellison Place in Gaylord. And I was talking with Parker Fairburn last night in Charlevoix, and he's coming. At least he led me to believe, you know, he wants to come and participate. He wants the questions to be fair. He wants the questions to come from the county chairs, not from me, not from Vicky, but from the county chairs within the district. And Todd, you got the email, the very same one that he got. Do you think that's a fair way, the way we laid it out and how we're going to conduct this debate on July the 11th with all you guys?
Absolutely. I've talked to the chairs. They're all excited to come. They're going to be asking their questions that matter to them for their county. And rightfully so. I think your forum is spot on. Let the people decide and let the chairs come and ask the questions so that way people are informed. I mean, if you don't show up, you're running and you're hiding because you cannot run on your record. That's what it comes down to. You know, I've got the debate on Saturday in Sheboygan that I got a letter on Monday from Sheboygan asking me for to show up for a debate for the 15th and the 22nd. I called and asked. They gave 2 days to allow him the ability to not use it as an excuse. And so now apparently he's not going to show up on Saturday. So it's going to turn into another question and answer because this guy will not debate me because he can't run on his record. And if people want a legislator that can't run on his record, is going to put mailers out that are contradictory to his voting record, then vote for Cam Cabot because then you get what you expect. If you want more of the same, he's your guy. You know, if you want someone that's going to fight and do the right thing and follow the Constitution and rule of law, then vote for me.
Where is that event going to be on Saturday, the 15th?
It's at noon in the Sheboygan Library.
Okay, 12 noon, high noon tomorrow, Sheboygan, and then also another one, I believe, for the 22nd, a week from Saturday.
Yes, sir, same time, same place. And then, hey, like you said, today's Flag Day, so the opening of my headquarters office in Alpena. So from 2 to 5, we're handing out free balloons and flags. So come on down there to Chisholm Road. 1213 Chisholm Road in downtown Alpena and get your flags and balloons.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate you doing that. Well, one thing I did want to mention, Todd, again, you say you only need 5,000 more than you're prepared to get those absentee ballot applications mailed, your flyer. They're going ahead. Are they creating the flyer now for you? Are they sending you some artwork? Are you getting close to getting to printing on those?
Oh, yeah, well, so just yesterday, Jeremy and I finalized everything, and so I got an email last night. I'm getting up with his designer today and giving him all the information so they start designing that, and hopefully that'll be done here in the next couple days and ready to go.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, Wade's a great graphic guy. I worked with him in creating Vicky's and immediate changes. I told him, actually, I talked to him on the phone. He made the changes while we're talking, and then he sent me the email for me to approve it. So great guy to work with and great people. And a lot of our patriot conservatives are using them. One thing I think is important, Todd, and he said this to me, and it makes so much sense. When candidates do this and the absentee ballots go out, it's almost like you're handing them your campaign literature in the polling booth, because they're getting it the same day they're getting their ballot. And I think it's a fantastic system they've created. And I'm so happy that they're going to work for you and get all these people contacted. How many households, how many potential absentee voter ballots Republicans are you mailing to?
It's a little over 6,000 is what they have on the list.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. So those pieces getting ready to go out. Again, folks, if you want to help out, throw a couple bucks his way, electsmallenberg.com. electsmallenberg.com, SMALENBERG.com. Just go to there, donate 10, 20, 30 bucks, whatever you can do, because this 5,000 is critical and it's specific to this activity, Todd. That's what you're telling the people. You're pledging that if they get the $5,000 for you, that's what you'll spend it on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate people so much immensely for their support and their faith in me. And it means the world to me. And this one thing I will say is I will not let you down. My word is everything I live by. And I'm going down there to fight for you all, not the lobbyists and special interest group like Cam does.
I just got a text message. Are you going to be at your headquarters, you said, today for Flag Day?
I am, from 2 to 5 today.
2 to 5. Gentleman wants to bring you a check in person, he said.
Oh, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you.
Yes, yes. And for those aren't familiar, is that kind of like the northern end of Alpena or the south end?
The northern end.
The northern end. Perfect, perfect.
Right before the bridge going over the river.
Ah, excellent. Now I know exactly where you're at. Okay, good, good. And the address again, he wants it in his phone, he said.
1213 Chisholm.
Chisholm has 1213. Good address, good building, great location. Todd, we appreciate you, man. You stay strong. We're going to raise this money for you. We're going to get those mailers out. And this show will repeat all weekend and will repeat Monday morning. So for those of you listening at 6:47 a.m. on Monday, make a note to go to his website, throw him some money, and let's get this done. Todd, final thoughts before I let you go for today.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate all the people. That this has been a humbling experience, and I'm more focused. I'm more doubled down. I'm going to beat Cam, and I'm going to beat him soundly because of you folks. You deserve a legislator that's going to go fight for you and not the lobbyists.
Amen, brother. All right, man. Great opening wishes for today, and happy Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day to you, brother. Have a wonderful weekend.
Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text messages coming in during the break. People are wanting both Josh Saul for Congress.com's link as well as electsmallenberg.com. So very simple. Both of their first names, four letters. If you'd like to donate to Josh, text me Josh, J-O-S-H. If you'd like to send some money to Todd, T-O-D-D, and I'll send you the link to their campaign websites. All you have to do is click on them, donate online. When the website opens, just click on the donate button, put in your information. They also have the addresses to mail checks to. Just look for them, and you can mail your checks in. And if we raise this money, folks, it's going to be put to good use. They are mailing the absentee voters that are getting their ballots a week from tomorrow. So they need this money so that they can pay for the services, get it done, get them printed, postage, put all the information in there, and get them shipped out. Now, I want to end this first hour as we head into our second hour history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. This is Flag Day, June 14th. It never changes. Every June 14th is Flag Day, official holiday here in our country. Show your patriotism. Fly your flag. Put it out there. Go buy a new one if you don't have one. Put it up today. Leave it up. Bring it in at night, unless, of course, you have a light on it. And this is something that I found on YouTube. Actually, one of my listeners, he suggested it to me. He said, Randy, Flag Day is Friday. Would you play that song for us, Johnny Cash's, that ragged old flag? So I found it. This is what Johnny Cash had to say when he put out this song. During an interview, Johnny Cash said, they have the right to burn the flag. Well, I have the right to bear arms and will shoot if they try to burn mine. Here is Johnny Cash's rendition of that rugged old flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
That was Johnny Cash's rendition of Old Rugged Flag. If you'd like it, Rugged Old Flag. Rugged Old Flag. Let's go with R-O-F. Rugged Old Flag. And I'll send you the YouTube video. You can share it with your friends on this Flag Day, 2024. If they listen to the words, he referenced, she hung low a few times over the years. Vietnam, other things, burning of the flags. One other YouTube video you can search for, Rick Monday, Oakland Athletics center fielder. He was in the outfield. A young hippie dude came out with an American flag and started spraying lighter fluid all over it. He went and set it on fire. Rick Monday took off running, grabbed the flag, and took it away from him. Look at that YouTube video as well. History lesson, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything